Good afternoon and welcome back. My guest today is my friend Heather Peterson, and she is here to talk about our amazing friendship and what it's like to be white and have a Black best friend in 2020. I'm very excited to have her on the show, and I am so glad that she said yes when I asked her to be on the radio. Heather, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hey, I'm Heather Peterson, and I'm Kelly's BFF.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me to talk with you today. I'm really excited.
Oh, good. So just a little bit about us. We have been friends for 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
5 years. And we met, we both worked at the state office building, and it wasn't like some weird relationship. We like worked in the same division. So that is how we met. And I can remember going to my interview, and there, when I was telling them, they asked me what brought me to Juneau, and I was saying, oh, I was in the lower 48 and I married a boy from Juneau, and they were like, just like Heather. And I think, I think that it's been just like Heather the entire time. So we started working together and we liked a lot of the same things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we just have a lot in common. You know, we both have, we both had boys around the same age, and a lot of similar interests, really.
Yeah. And at the time, we both only had the one son. Like, I've had a daughter since then, but we both only had one kid, and they were both boys. And for a couple years, they even went to the same school. So it was we had parent-teacher conferences.
Sporty, so
they are both sporty.
Yeah. Had a lot of sports to talk about.
Yes. A lot of parenting, like, I do not want to do this again or tonight.
Like, cool pictures.
Like, yes.
Those are never good.
Never good. And every year I'd be like, Heather, did you do your school pictures? They're tomorrow. And she would be like, no. And then the night before, we would be online trying to order school pictures. Even though they knew we were going to be horrible. And then
we're going to hate them no matter what. They're going to come back and they're going to have the dumbest smile.
And then after we would order, we always take a picture of our kids and send it to each other and be like, I told you, it's the worst.
Told you.
Yeah, but we clicked. Heather moved up here. How long have you lived here?
Just like about a year longer than you, probably. It'll be 7 years in January, so.
Okay.
I was a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
Didn't start working as soon as you arrived either, so.
Yeah.
Maybe just a year more.
Okay. And tell the people where you're from.
Mostly I'm from Oregon. That's where I moved here from. So it wasn't quite as big of a change as Kelly had maybe coming from Nevada.
Right, right.
You know, I was kind of already accustomed to the cold.
I was not.
Yeah, definitely not. A little bit of a harder adjustment.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because we're alike and then we're super different. So Heather's a boater.
Right.
And I am not a boater. Although.
However.
Yes, I have
been able to get Kelly out on the boat a few times.
Yes, and I enjoy it. And I always tell Heather that Eric bought us a boat because Eric got us a boat that had a bathroom. So I didn't have to worry about that.
Two bathrooms.
Yes. And it was indoors. And usually when they go fish, I come inside and eat the lunch.
Right. Yep.
But we have done a lot of that, and neither one of us are like super hikers, but Heather will hike every once in a while, and I don't.
I will do it begrudgingly.
Yes,
and only under the guise of like hunting.
Right, and I don't do it at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Doesn't enjoy the outside.
I don't enjoy the outside. I try. I enjoy the inside.
We try to do indoor cozy things too.
we do indoor cozy things.
Yeah.
Why do you think that we click so well?
I don't know. I think it's just because we're like both so open
yeah
to like different ideas, and And, you know, we just really like to share, like, our different aspects of our lives with each other. And it's, you know, you're just, like, a really easy person to share that with. And you always have, like, the best feedback for me and advice. So yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah. And I do want to say that Heather and I are both pretty healthy mentally. A lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about, you really want to think about how healthy the person is that you're speaking with and how transparent you are. And if your relationship is something that can handle that type of talk, I wouldn't say that everybody's is. But I do think that Heather and I have a beautiful relationship, and I am grateful for her every day. We definitely have one of those relationships where I can call her or she can call me and we can be like, am I being ridiculous? And we can be like, yes, yeah. You are so being ridiculous.
The answer is always yes for me.
Yeah, it is not always yes, but.
But Kelly is always taking my husband's side.
I do take the husband's side just as a precaution to make sure. But when she's right, I tell her, like, you're right.
It's true.
I do tell her when she is right, but I also tell her, like, no, I'm with Eric on this one.
Right.
Did you ever think about me being Black, like, as a friendship, like, as we were becoming closer, were you ever like, oh, I have a Black friend?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, how do you avoid it?
Right.
They're like right there. And it's like, you have different things that you do differently. And so, of course, you know, I'm interested in learning all about the things you do differently and why, or, you know, your different traditions and mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, and mean, it's there. It's in your face.
Right. And I've definitely had you over to, like, for family dinners and Thanksgivings, right. And just the extravagance of sometimes a Black holiday or a Black meal. I can remember.
Which is just fantastic.
I know. I can remember inviting you and Eric over for Thanksgiving. And it was only, I don't even think, was Michaela born? Michaela had to have been born.
Yeah, she was a little one still.
Yeah, but she wasn't eating solid food. And there was only me, you, and my mom, and Eric and your son, and we had enough food to probably feed like 15 or 20 people. Like, it was
easily. I took so much home.
And I have to say that
I enjoyed it for days.
Yes, Heather and her husband ate everything. They tried the collard greens, they ate the cornbread, they ate the whole, and there was stuff there that I don't eat. I don't eat collard greens. I know, whatever.
Oh, they're so good.
I'm going to get all the comments.
Those, and I just can't.
It's a thing.
I need to talk to your mom about it.
You do need to talk to my mom about it. I'm sure if you had to make it and saw, like, the bacon drippings that were in it, you'd probably be like, never mind. But they ate it, and they loved it. But I don't even eat it. But they were all for it. It was great. So we do definitely intermingle and share in the different traditions. And Heather's husband is Danish, and they have all of these traditions at Christmas time and all these other things that she talks to me about. And sometimes I just look at her like, that is so different.
Like, who wants to eat pickled herring?
Exactly. Really? Or the one where you guys have the little baby in the thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You gotta find the almond.
The almond. Rice. Yes.
That's what it is. And you get the present, but it's like you end up eating so much of this rice pudding trying to win.
Yes, and that's just not a thing in my culture to eat rice pudding even.
Right.
So that's fun, and it's funny because I've also thought about Heather being white, you know, as we were becoming friends, and I've listened to podcasts where it's like, I don't mind having white friends. I just don't want to be your first. You know, I don't mind having white friends, but I don't want to be your first Black friend. And I don't know, am I your first Black friend, Heather?
No.
Yeah. No. And it's funny because
I've had plenty, you know, and I have some family members.
I figured. I've never asked you that before, but I figured. Right. And there's so many things that are different about my culture that Heather is just kind of like, that's just the way it is, you know? Some people, like, some people get really caught up on the whole wig thing because I wear wigs. I love wigs. I change my hair color, my hair length, the bangs, no bangs. It's my thing. And Heather is just totally okay with it, and she just rides with it. Some people, it's like a 15-minute conversation every time I change my hair. So I appreciate that, Heather.
Although I do usually comment when it's different.
She does like, comment when it's different, but it's normal comments. Like, it's like, oh, I like your hair. It's not like, oh, you changed your wig. What is that one called? Did you name it? Where do you store it? Like, it's not. Not that we mind those conversations.
It's not that complicated.
Not that I mind that conversation, but it's nice to have a friend who... it's just okay. It's just okay to be different. And it's not something that we totally have to talk about or dwell on or any of those things.
It certainly isn't a hang up for me.
It's not a hang up. No. How long do you think we had been friends before we started talking about race?
You know, that's kind of a hard one. I feel like because you and I have always kind of really been into listening to podcasts together.
Yes.
And we've had like a pretty diverse, just like a grouping of podcasts that we listen to. And it just comes up all the time. And so
all the time.
I'd say from the get-go, I mean, it was there. Yeah. And it was something that we talked about just because we would get together and chat about what we had listened to and like how we felt about the different issues.
Yeah, I would say that too. I don't think that we ever had like a moment where we're like, okay, Heather, we have reached the point in our friendship where we can talk about the big R. I don't think that ever happened. And you know, we do have a lot of similar podcasts and a lot of when we were working together and we were like cubicles apart, it was like, did you listen to the new so-and-so today? So not only were we listening to the same things, but a lot of times we were listening to them at the same time in the same order, you know.
Then we'd go to lunch together every day.
Every day. Exactly. Or if we weren't, and we watch a lot of the same TV shows too. Yeah. So if it came up on a TV show or something like that, or a Netflix special we were watching, we would always talk about it. So it's different for me when I'm talking to Heather to be like, when did you start talking about race? When was it okay for you to start talking about race? I think that you have to kind of have that type of relationship and establish whether or not it's something that you feel comfortable talking about. And I guess, what do we call ourselves? Are we an interracial friendship, Heather? Is that a thing?
I guess we are. I've never really thought about it.
I guess that's like, what you call it.
Like every once in a while, like there was this one guy that we worked with. It was in another division. Like he'd come by and like mention it to us sometimes.
Yeah.
Not in a weird way. He's, you know, he's a jokester, and you probably know who I'm talking about. I don't want to call him out. But you know, she's black, don't you? You know, coming from him, it was nothing.
Yeah, it was nothing. Like, it's like, you know.
And I think it was just because we were, like, comparing ourselves to, like, people on a TV show.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm like, or like, you know, I'm this person on this TV show, and Kelly's this person. And he was like,
Yeah. Exactly. Or when she's like, do you want to go hunting with me? And I'm like, no. Like, you know that I'm black.
Absolutely
not. I'm not going hunting. Not to stereotype. I know. We're sorry. We did it. I did it. I stereotyped.
No, it's okay.
Some black people hunt.
Just to clarify. I still invite you for all the things that I know that you're not going to enjoy.
You do. And I appreciate that. And I think that's like one of the beautiful things.
And I know you're going to say no, and I'm totally fine with it.
I love it. Well, you know, for us, there wasn't a particular moment, but I feel like with America, especially with white America, there was a moment when race became like a big topic. And I feel like that moment happened on May 25th, 2020, when in the middle of a global pandemic, the world watched George Floyd get killed. Did you watch the video?
Yes, I did watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Yeah, I think so too. Did you watch it immediately or did it take you some time?
It took me a little bit of time. It's not really, you know, ugh.
I know.
Prepare yourself
you
to
do.
Watch something so terrible.
You do. Did you think about me at all when you watched it? Did my family
I did. Yeah,
or
you know, I think about you and your family and you know what, you know, it's just how can you not?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because it's something that directly affects you.
Right.
And the situation itself with the police structure, maybe
yeah.
I'd call it, you know, it directly affects you and Amir.
Yeah.
You know, so I think about that a lot.
Yeah. And I think that that's the biggest thing for me, too, is that I think about my son because I'm going to have mm-hmm. a son who's going to grow up and be a Black man.
Right.
And it's fearful for me that I have to teach him, you know, how to speak to the police, how to behave
right.
accordingly, that I have to tell him that these are things that he may need to worry about, especially if he ever plans to leave like safe little Juno, where it may not be as
right.
big of an issue or it may not be something that people are as widely talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it was sad. It was a sad moment, definitely, for me when I watched the video. I just sat there and cried like a baby. Like, I could not believe
mm-hmm.
that for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, somebody, like, kneeled on this man from a point of talking to non-talking. So I just sat there and I just cried and cried and cried and cried. And I thought it was interesting because everything that you watch from podcast to, you know, even on This Is Us, they talked on it and they talked about how you got, like, as a Black person, we got a lot of like sympathy texts. And I did. I heard from people that I haven't talked to in forever. I got emails and texts and phone calls from all kinds of people from everywhere, from everywhere I've ever lived, people reaching out on Facebook. It was crazy. But I was comforted in the fact that you didn't reach out like that. For us, it wasn't something that, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening to you. Like, this is something
it was nothing new.
Right.
It was unexpected.
Right.
In my book.
Right. Like,
you
we
know?
Had talked about this before, and you knew how I felt about it, and you knew how, like, it grieved me and my family. And I think it was a real testament of our friendship of, like, you were like, oh, my God, Kelly, I didn't know that you and your people were going through this. It's like, no, like, my best friend knows that this is my reality. Like, she understands that. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that you were just, that I could see that you were in my corner and that it wasn't something
mm-hmm.
that you were oblivious to, but that it's something that you
right.
actively are aware of and call out on a regular basis. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad that my ignoring you. I didn't ignore you. I just...
No.
You know, par for the course, you know?
Yeah. And I guess even if you would have reached out, we communicate often enough that it wouldn't have felt like out of the blue reaching out either.
Right.
So.
Right.
Have the events such as the Black Lives Movement or George Floyd made you think any differently about our friendship?
Not really. I mean, not differently about our friendship. But it is interesting to see with the movement it's brought it so much more evident to other people that I'm friends with.
Right.
Who know I have a Black friend. And so all of a sudden, they're asking me, like, what's your opinion on this? I have some sort of special insight or something.
That's funny. I didn't
know
that.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
I don't feel like it's really... I mean, I've always supported.
Yeah.
I like to think I've always been an advocate.
Yeah. Perfect. Well,
the other people are now too.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we're going to take a short break and we will return in just a moment. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.